Did you know that there are now Islamic guidebooks on how Muslims should pray in space? You see, in 2007, Dr. Muzaffar became the first Malaysian astronaut in space. He was chosen for an expedition to the International Space Station, and it just so happened that the flight coincided with the last 10 days of Ramadan. And this brought a lot of questions. So for example, when he's in space, how does he pray? What direction does he face? What times of day does he pray? How does he do wudu if there's no excess water? And what about Ramadan? How does he fast? What about Laylatul Qadr? So to answer all these questions and more, the Malaysian Space Agency gathered 150 Islamic scientists and scholars, and together they created a document outlining how to perform ibadah in space. For example, astronauts on the ISS are flying around the Earth at high speeds, so they see the sun rise and set 16 times per day. So Dr. Muzaffar was told to calculate his times of prayer based on the launch site of the rocket, which happened to be Kazakhstan. As for wudu, since there was limited water on the space station, he was told to take a grain of salt with him and use it for tayammum instead. And for the direction of prayer, he should try to face Mecca, but if he can't, he should try and face the earth. And if you can't even do that, then just face in any direction, and that's fine. The most important thing was for him to not miss his prayers. And by the way, the UAE also created their own ibadah guidelines in 2019 when they sent two of their own astronauts into space. One small difference in opinion they had was that the astronauts should pray according to the times of Mecca and not the launch site. And as we send more Muslim astronauts into space, I'm sure the scholars will spend more time trying to answer these questions. I wonder, what would they say if Muslims ever made it to the moon or even Mars? And as always, like and follow for more Muslim facts.